two well-publicized cases have businesses rethinking asbestos disposal, while the EPA has announced plans to allow companies to expand without triggering NSR. Today is August 31st, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
Some who should have known better are in trouble for acting irresponsibly with asbestos. A city manager and a building superintendent of one Oklahoma town were found guilty this week for using prisoners to remove asbestos without proper protection. The court decided that the two officials used inmates from the Elk City Work Center to remove asbestos from an old railroad depot without providing necessary protective equipment and clothing. Meanwhile, the owner of Massachusetts' largest asbestos training school was indicted this week for false reporting. The indictment alleges that the school issued certificates to many untrained people, allowing them to obtain authorization from the Massachusetts Division of Occupational Safety to work in the asbestos removal industry. Many of the untrained people were directed to work for the owner's temporary services company, which specialized in asbestos removal. EPA is seeking public comment on the disposal of coal combustion waste. Since issuing its regulatory determination in May 2000, additional information has become available for public comment through a notice of data availability. The information includes a joint study from the EPA and Department of Energy on the management of coal combustion waste in the last 10 years, as well as an assessment of damage cases and a draft risk assessment on the management of coal combustion waste in landfills and surface impoundments. The public will have 90 days to comment on the information once it is published in the Federal Register. Coming up, an Alabama power plant learns not to blame its opacity monitor for emissions violations, and the EPA has a new permit exception that could allow companies to expand while avoiding NSR, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The limitations of opacity monitors are no longer an acceptable excuse for violating emission standards, according to one federal judge. An Alabama court ruled Monday that the Tennessee Valley Authority violated air pollution rules more than 3,000 times in less than 2 years at a Colbert County power plant. TVA lost a lawsuit filed by two environmental groups that say the utility violated opacity laws at the plant. The plant had argued that it was difficult to prove an opacity violation because the equipment was not adequate. Since the violations took place, the Alabama DEM passed a rule allowing companies to exceed opacity levels several times per year, but federal regulations do not allow for the same mistakes. The EPA calls them flexible permits, but some environmental organizations are concerned that the agency is making it too easy to avoid NSR. EPA is proposing changes to air quality permitting rules to enable industrial facilities to expand their operations to market demands without triggering the new source review provision of the Clean Air Act. Under the proposed changes to the operating permits program, a facility with a flexible permit would explain its operational plans and possible changes to those plans for the duration of the permit term, typically 5 years. The state, local, or tribal air quality permitting authority would have the power to specify permit conditions to prevent an increase in pollution thanks to the expansion. Environmental groups, however, are worried that the rule would allow industry-friendly politicians to circumvent the Clean Air Act, pointing out that the NSR was a grandfather clause that is supposed to catch up to companies during the very expansions that the proposal could exempt. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.